Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I'm going to give a few minutes for people to log on because I was late putting the link out there. So I give people a few minutes to chime on before we get started. We have a few people online now, man. So if you want to press 1 and come out and say something, just press 1 now, man. We can bring you on before the show actually gets started. For the people that's listening. Let's see here. For the few that's on there, did you call a regular number that's listed, or did they give you another number to call in? I'm kind of curious because people send me messages saying that they're actually okay. All right, 4920, and your line is open.
Hey, what's that, Chris?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. I called in at about 5 minutes to you, and they said the toll-free number was full, and they gave out another number. It was 563-999-3588.
Okay. Wow, okay. Let's see here. Okay, the board is beginning to light up now. Let me send a few messages out to some people, letting them know. I know they probably gonna let Wednesday pass by.
Yeah, you might want to post that one with that link, that number.
Okay. Let's see here. What's going on down on your end of town?
Man, it's slow over here. Just trying to lay low, you know me.
If you understand that, man, it's a little cool outside tonight.
Yeah, it's probably lower 70s here, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay.
Upper 60s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard
that.
Look, 8072, man, your line is open.
Hey, Chris, C-Mac.
Hey, what's going on?
Dude, what's happening?
I just decided to come in and see if you was on tonight. But yeah,
I
gave that 563-999 number to get in. The other number said it was full.
Okay.
Chris, so that's just got a whole bunch of people just listening in.
Yeah, that's what they do. So you call their name.
Or somebody step on some toes, huh?
Yeah. Funny. Carlos, let me send Ryan a message too, because I know he probably forgot as well.
Man, you know they don't forget about no win.
I bet they
probably got reminders on their phones for wins.
Because he the first one to be on waiting.
Hey, he probably on. He just on standby right now. Tell him, say, Ryan, push that button. Push that one.
My Ryan would like that board up if he was on. Yeah, he would like the board. Man, look at him taking that long there. Man, any more bragging racing? You gonna see where somebody was trying to do a big race.
What that was?
It was over in either Georgia or Oh, I'm thinking about the Man Cup.
Yeah, I think they got the Man Cup finals coming up, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think you got your race on the 15th.
Yeah. And a lot of guys going over to the Man Cup and said if they don't blow up their bikes, they coming to Texas. Yep. Man, I know Ryan up in here somewhere.
Tell you, Ryan might be on a different number. He in there.
Ryan,
give me
a shout, man. Press one. Let me see here. I just sent him a message, so I know he'll probably be chiming in now. I better sip his mind. Let's see. Yeah. What was that other number? It was 5-6.
5-6.
That was on.
Five,
okay. Yeah.
999-3588. Oh. Oh, 5-6-8.
No, 563-999-3588.
Okay. And what you getting into this weekend? Nothing.
I ain't got nothing going on, man. I
gotta
go up to Natchez Saturday.
Oh, okay. Let's see. All right, guys, this ain't tight for 1 second, man.
I'm about to say that. You sure ain't no race this weekend? Because don't it get real quiet right before a race?
Yeah, I think there is a race this weekend. Let's see here. 8565, man. Your line is open.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up with you?
What's going on? What's the word?
Oh, not too much.
What's the topic about tonight?
Oh, kind of neutral a little tonight. I'm shocked, man. He said he was on, I think, his way to the Man Cup, so I don't know if he was going to be able to chime in or not tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people coming up to Holly Springs Saturday.
That's right. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, Brandon Huston, right? Guy from Arkansas, he's throwing an event. I hear they say some of them boys from Alabama was coming over.
Okay.
The weather's supposed to be nice, though. It's going to be like 70 degrees. And of course, you know the track. It's a real good track. So they do some racing the 8th of a mile, you know, if they bike set up for the 8th of a mile, you know. It shouldn't be no problem with no hooking.
Get the suspension guy to come up there if they having problems.
Yeah.
Yep. What's going on up there in Memphis? Wait, nothing?
Nah, ain't nothing happening. It's going to be a bunch of local guys going to be there, you know. Ain't nothing going on up this way, Chris. Nothing happened up this way.
Sound like you ran everybody out.
Huh?
That's what sound like you done ran everybody out.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Nah, I ain't
ran
doing nothing, Chris.
Oh.
I ain't doing nothing, Chris. I'm just going to wait till next year. Couple months.
Man, who was the dude? He put a picture of that ZX10 out there with some spoke wheels on the front of it. Have you
watched
that video?
No, he ain't nothing but a clown. He ain't nothing but a red nose and some makeup. That's all he needs. Well, put that out there.
Why would you mess up
Chris, it ain't no different than them clowns taking a brand new Infiniti and putting 30-inch wheels on it, cutting the fender walls out of it. Ain't no different.
It's a little bit different, man. Then they had to put a brake on the thing, man.
No,
which
well,
I, we got Ryan.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah, I'm
Ryan, your line open, man.
Just about to the. Hey,
is that Shan on here?
Huh?
Wow,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's Shan. Yeah.
What's up, Shorty?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just out dealing with a couple hitmen today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they should have been on vacation because everyone you use sound like seem like they be getting hit. They need to go back to the shooting range. They need to go back to the shooting range.
Well, I'm a big Shorty, you know. Shorty, I'm gonna say this, and you know, we'll see each other track. But they told me, be careful at the track. Walk real light.
They told who?
Somebody
you
told me. They told me to let you know that. They signed the contract.
I got on steel toe boots. I can't walk light.
Oh, what, you gonna kick them dead in the ass or something?
Yeah, I got it. That's the purpose. That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan. So I got on steel toe boots. I can't walk light.
Okay.
I got to walk. You got to hear me coming. I ain't trying to surprise you.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want this to be no surprise.
You are going to Memphis this
week?
I mean, not to Memphis, but
Holly Springs.
Not Austin.
Yeah, Holly Springs up in Austin this weekend.
No, I'm going to Valdosta, Austin, but you know they got a little race in Holly Springs.
Okay.
What's happening in Valdosta?
The Man Cup World Final.
Oh, the man. Oh.
Yeah, you know where the real folk race at. You know the real. I'm going to the big boy race. You can go on down that little pit shooter race in Holly Springs if you want.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
Chris.
Well, Shan,
anybody getting me and Shan way down here, we're gonna run right over their motherfucking ass down here.
Oh, Shan, you in Valdosta, Shan. That's where you at.
That's where I'm going.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going where the big boys play. You know, I had to call Trump this morning to get permission to launch this missile.
Shan,
you know,
don't say that, man. No more. Say you said.
They'll cut Obama's phone off. I tried to call him, but they'll cut his phone off.
Tell him
what else happened now. Tell him we tried to call Hillary also.
We tried to call Hillary. She picked up, but somebody made rest my hand. I'm pressing down, so I hung up in our face. Joe did. We couldn't get nobody,
Shan,
but we called Trump. And Trump answered.
So, Shan, you looking for anybody down there in Valdosta?
Yeah, anybody that ain't got no willy ball.
Oh, no ball, okay.
As long as they ain't got no willy ball, come see me.
Oh, shit, now I know these guys on that phone.
With
I know these guys on this phone hear that call out, Shan. I know they do.
Well, you know, they probably ain't coming to the World Cup, I mean, to the Man Cup, but that's okay. I know they're going to Bradenton.
Hey, Chris. Tell these police niggas to stay off the phone. You tell these police niggas to stay off the phone. All in jail, talking about some stuff they don't know what they talking about.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh.
We nationwide. We didn't know they were gonna tell them. We didn't know they were getting information from out the joint. Information we ain't know nothing about.
So whoever you is, and you know you be on there listening. Keep my name out your mouth, because me and Buck ain't got nail rays locked for nail 10 nothing.
I swear that we
going
to be locked in with Buck.
This
we done made the headline that far, man.
I'm telling you, all up in jail hollering about me and Buck locked in for the run for 10 or something.
Yeah, all that crazy. We ain't hearing nothing about that.
Yeah.
All we know is this right here, Chris. We going to Bradenton. And everything goes.
Okay.
We do know that much. Hey, man.
So
if you want to be safe,
so
the only way you're going to be safe, if you go to Branson, the only way you're going to be safe, if you don't go. The only way you're going to be safe, if you don't go.
It sounds funny.
Yeah. The only way you're going to be safe, if you don't go. If you go,
no, I'm laughing at the way Short said. The only way you don't go. The only way you be safe if you don't go. Now I know, yeah. I know all them guys on this phone shining around hear that call out. And I guess they done put on them tennis loafers and they moonwalking.
Well, hey, like we said, you know, we don't know very much about that. We got to find out really what's going on in Darlington. Is it worth going over that far? If it's worth going over that far, then the same thing go for Darlington. And that too. But not just that. If they want to, next, when Memphis be testing and tuning? Oh, I think they on Thursday and Saturday, ain't it? Hey, Sal, they can get up there Thursday or Saturday, and we can go on bust them up Memphis and there.
Yeah.
Hey. One thing for sure, you know, that suit, I can put that suit on. I can put that suit on fast and Superman can change.
And them boys hollering about some biggie.
We're going to see. Like I said, we're going to be in Bradenton. We ain't coming to Bradenton to watch. We're not coming to watch. I promise y'all, we're not coming to watch.
I really want that list that I called out. I want Geronimo.
You gotta exclude Katrina because, you know, his stitches probably ain't gonna be healed up from father to the end. You know, we gotta call Superphone, you know, to get permission to, you know, to call him. You know,
right.
Superphone said he got his head, so we can't talk to his body. We gotta talk to his head. Superphone got that. He said he had that, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta wait till he can get that back. Then we can talk to him.
Well, hold on, Shorty. Ryan just said he got the list. Chris, get them guys on there. He done already called out the list, Chris. I know you can get them on there.
They all listen. They all here.
Mm-hmm. See, now that's another way they can be safe, Shorty, is don't say a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Because if they fuck around and grunt loud, goddamn, we're going to be at their front, though.
Yeah, well, it's going down, like I said. Hey, it's going down. I promise you it's going to go down.
So, Shine, you all going to run Buck, too?
Only way it don't go down, Chris, only way it don't go down, Chris, they don't show up or we don't show up. If we show up and they show up, it's going, it can't nothing stop it but the rain, if it rains. And I hope we can get in before it rains.
Wow.
That's the only thing that stops. But we're going to race, man. We're going to race. Win or lose, we're going to race.
Yes, indeed.
All this old procrastinating and talking and playing and beating around the bush and all that come out. We got to. We can't run him till we run all that. Man, I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
And I got to have a buddy rope. He gonna have to get Buddy Roll his head back and let him sell a milk too.
Well, like I said, it's gonna go down. We're gonna race. We definitely gonna race, boys. So if y'all wanna go with any race, Brady's gonna probably be the best one to come to. So that way it all supposed to go down it. These supposed to run Buck. They supposed to go and get theirs out the way and everybody. There it go right there. It's all for to go down right there.
So you are going to run the winner of that race, or you going to get down your other list?
Man, we're going to get there, man. We're going to get there. We got, you know, you got Red Bull. You know, you got a lot of guys that's been around. Or N2Deep. Oh, you know, you got a lot of them. Man, we just going to start racing,
you know,
man.
And you know what, Chris? I'm already one up on N2Deep. I'm already one up on N2Deep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we ran in too deep in Rockingham.
Okay.
Yep. And Nanu red lighted. Trying to get out of there. We was on one side. He was on booster. Nanu was trying to get up out of there, boy. Nanu was trying to get away from there.
He left 6 months early.
I swear he was trying to get away. Now he never did stop rolling. He kept on rolling, boy. Yeah, sir, he kept on rolling. Well, it's going to be 5 for 5 now, though. It's going to be five. We got to fight 5 with 5. Can't fight 5 with no water.
Well, Sean, who's going to be your first race, man? Because I don't have my list in front of me. Who would you like to be your first race?
Well, see, really and truly, it don't even matter to me, Chris. It don't even really matter to me. But I just hate to run the baddest boy out there first, because if I beat him, then you know the little Roger's going to run up under the cars, up under, they're going to take cover.
Okay.
See, you know, I can't beat the mice first. If I beat the mice, man, the Roger's going to break and run. So I got to fight with the Roger, man, until I can get to the mice. You know, that's the only reason I want. Because really, truly, it don't matter to me. It don't even matter to me.
Okay. They may come back
out.
I'll tell you somebody I really want, though. And right now with me and him, it's really personal. That's that boy down there with that side bitch. I need to make that side bitch my main bitch.
Oh, yeah. He'll probably be, you know, he can't run number 8 model. He ain't got enough gear. He ain't got but 4 gear.
Yeah, it don't make no
difference. Yeah, he
don't
got
no
four gear, so he can't run. He can't run all the way. You know, he can't run all the way back.
I want to pay him to leave on my rider.
Yeah, since he said he can leave so good.
Yeah, I want to pay him his good ride there.
Mm-hmm. He didn't make it to the quick. They knocked him off in the quick. He didn't make it, did he?
Mm-mm.
He said that was his race. He was gonna win that race. Damn, I wonder what happened. He didn't quite make it.
No.
I guess Rob put a stop to him. Yeah, buddy. Man, no, I don't know where these boys at, man. Where's Dre Bucket? I know he got something stirring up. He probably on Zillow. You know, they love Zillow. They use Zillow like a CB radio. You know, they keep each other up all night long. With Zillow. They stay on Zillow all night. Mm. At the racetrack. In the restaurant. Zillow works at Facebook. Yeah, they on Zillow
24-24. Hey, Chris, you heard
about CC? I ain't heard no more from him.
Yeah.
Like, he may be getting ready for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he probably getting black seeds already.
Because he better not bring that puppy out the porch this year.
Nah, I don't think he's going to do that. Cause Lil' C them did him bad down there, man. They raped that boy like that down there, man, in Reynolds. Man,
well,
I ain't seen him raping like that in a long time.
And they had to cover him up, Sean.
Huh?
What truck was that? What truck that was?
You had
to go down there and cover him up.
That was down there in Reynolds, man. When I went out there, that man was naked down there like that, man. I had to cover him up with my jacket. Down there in Reynolds.
Okay.
That was down there in Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
He was down there, man, with a big old toy in the drawers. His jacket was gone. He had one sock on. And, man, Lil' C ran there hiding. I saw a shadow. What was that? That Lil' C peeping around. He didn't want me to know he was still there, down there. And I covered the boy, man, until the people got there.
Okay.
Yeah, covered him until the people got there, man. Did that boy like that, man. Lil' C, I'll be ashamed of himself, man. Raped that man like that. Then left him there for somebody to see him. Yeah, I got down there and covered him up. That's why he don't want to raise me, because he know I was his savior. I saved him. Yeah, he don't want to raise me because I saved him. You know, every time we talk about me and CeCe, Rick, he won't never do it. He said he want to whoop a legend because he whooped Michael Phillips. You remember I told him, okay, well, whoop another legend then. He won't never give me a chance. He won't never let me get to him. For some reason, I guess because I saved him down there. He figured he owed me something. He figured he owed me. I don't know what the problem is.
I'm thinking about putting a little 600 bike class on a 1,000. I don't know which one would be the funnest class to have, a 600 class or a 1,000?
A 600?
Stock hike, everything. 600?
That's what I'm talking about. Stock height, no nothing. It's got to be like off the showroom floor. Nothing. No strap, no sprocket change, no nothing. It can't have nothing. Just like off the showroom floor. That's what you're going to have to
find. You said 600 bikes hard to ride, huh?
Yeah. No modification whatsoever. No nothing. Can't even take the seat off of it. Because it comes from a dealership with a seat.
Right.
Nothing. Can't take nothing off of
it.
Let me see all these good riders. Let me see these good riders. Let me see where they're clutching at. Tim, ain't no sliders in them now. Yeah, they ain't got no sliders in them. Yeah, ain't no slider. Let me see them good boys know that stock height one. It don't make a difference what brand you get, as long as it's a 600.
They gonna complain then, man, said something about the bike or something.
That's all right. Half of the guys will be tall, so all the guys can complain is the short one. And if I don't complain, I'm the shortest one out there. I ain't gonna complain.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I don't own a stock before. That's where that cut control come in at. Yep, that's where that cut control come in at.
When they see you out there, they going to take off then.
They going to start crying. They going to cry.
We not going to run, Mr. Shine.
But just tell them I'm washed up anyway. Just tell them I'm washed up, man. Y'all can beat him. He washed up here. Come on out there. Get knocked out like your daddy used to get. Come on out there. Let them come on out there. Stock height, no modification whatsoever, nothing. Regular gas, no, I'm talking about no, nothing. Just like it come from the showroom floor. That's how all them class races supposed to be anyway. That's how class bikes supposed to run anyway, just like all the show. That way, if you're trying to do like you're trying to do the showroom floor bike, people can see that bike just like it come out the showroom floor. They'll be more apt to go buy one. So they say, man, this bike just like this. And I see what this run, I'm going to go get me one. See, all that slowing them down, you don't know what kind of trick they did. So you go buy the bike and lower it down, and yours don't run like that. Now you mad. Now all you need is just like you come from the store, somebody can go buy one just like that and get in the program. If they want to get in, they can get in it. That's how it's supposed to be. Nah, let me see how good can you ride. Tear out of that right tear. Yeah, throw that clutch away.
I'll be interested to see who would jump in that class.
Shit, you're going to see. They say I'm washed up, but watch when you go to talk about who's going to be in it.
Nobody but you?
Yep. Ain't nobody going to be out there but me.
You may have a few of the veterans to get in it, though. I'm talking about these young guys, man. That's who I want to see get out there.
Man, them young boys, if it ain't long with a flash lick and a slider, they ain't getting on it.
They ain't getting on that. Why don't you put a hand clutch bike up at 75 inches with a hand clutch? Why would you do that?
And then guess what the hand clutch going to be just about? A throwaway. Yep, a throwaway. You know, very few of them got a really actually working clutch. They'd be a throwaway.
Right.
That's what they be. Throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what they be. A throwaway. Damn throwaway clutch.
Chris,
a lot of these new bikes and the way they got this stuff designed and set up nowadays, man, it take away all the rides. That's why I said you get a class, no modifications whatsoever, none. Make these boys learn how to ride again.
I got to check with some of them dealers down there, man, and see if they will give me a bike, a aluminum bike.
Yeah. Tell them you need some 600. Some inline 4 600. Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Suzuki, any of them.
I know them little Hondas ran pretty good, and they'll take a good abuse.
Honda 600 are good. Stock for stock is. Is whoever can ride, because all of them going to be set basically the same.
Mm-hmm. I know that.
They all fuel injected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
You Google ride, it's going to be in the ride. All of them going to have that long first gear, so you're going to have to know how to drive that clutch. If you can't drive that clutch right, you're going to burn it up. So it's going to take some riding. You got to be a rider.
So others, I need to buy about 4 or 5 clutches in.
If you plan on getting some bikes, I figure you make them get their own bike. You know, you just get that purse up to where it'd be worth them getting the bike to get in the class. And what pro side did, you know.
Because if you do that, tell everybody to bring their bikes, man, you know they're going to try to ease something in on it, try to build them.
No, they can't ease nothing in on it, Chris. Because what they got to, bring, this how you do that, Chris. You fix that. They got to bring a brand new bike stock off the showroom floor. Got to be there, brand new, and you feel it. You put like some color like a mod on that motor with a head and all that, so it can't come off. The valve cover can't nothing come off. You got to seal it like they used to do us. They used to seal them. Yep, they used to seal them. Got to be a brand new stock bike on the showroom floor. And what you do is, whatever dealer they buy from, you got to call that dealer and tell him, look here, this is what I want done. And tell them what you want them to mark. Now, they can try to be slick and take it home and do something, but they don't forget. They ain't going to know you done told the dealer what to do. Then you get there, you go write a check for it, and it's gone, see, you already know what they done did.
Yeah.
That's how you do that. You got to have your own little way of doing it. I'm just giving you the heads up. That's how you do it.
Okay.
Because the only way they can get that car, they got to notify you first before they buy the bike, so they can give you the information where they buying that bike from.
Right.
That way you got that way you got a way to keep up with everything.
And them
but
little
you know these guys ain't gonna wanna do it.
Them little 600s ain't that high. They cheap.
Nah, they're not that high. That's why I say 600. And then somebody might say, well, I already got one. You ain't already got one. Because how are we gonna know it's stock? How are we gonna know it's factory?
I'm not saying if bring your own 600 bike, then yeah, you got chances. At least put pistons on, you know, do a cam or whatever.
They don't want to play fair, man. I would go to the dealership and give me a brand new 600 and bring it to the track and race it. I won't touch nothing on it. I would do that. But you got the other boy. Oh, man, I got to have the head. I'm going to go and break, take mine apart for me some minutes, bring my cam up, then put it back together. How are they going to know? But you got people that do that.
I'm going to call a few dealers tomorrow and see, man. I don't even think they. I don't know. I'll try to explain to them what's going on. I'll give me one of those demo bikes or something they got.
They got some bikes that they, you know, demo bikes. Or it could be, Chris, it could be any kind of bike, man. A 600, a 450. It don't matter. As long as it's a motorcycle, it's going to test your riding ability.
That's going to take the fun out of the 450. At least the 600, man. It's going to.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of power, you know. That 450 really gonna take some rides. So you really gonna have some problems. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Man, you'll blow that 450 up trying to get that bike down and track about.
I can ride it, and I can ride the Kawasaki 250. Don't make me no difference. I can ride the 250 as long as it got a throttle and a clutch. I'm gonna get it out of there and get going with it. Is he one that don't know how to ride? We ain't gonna get it out of there.
Right.
Yep. I'm telling you, you're gonna find out a lot of them if they get out there. But see, they ain't gonna. That's too much like fair. That's too fair, Chris. It's gonna be hard to get that. I'm gonna tell you right now. That's too fair.
I would like to put them on a ProMod bike.
Nah. That ain't that easy, because you got some ain't never been on one. They gonna look like little Philip being on that pro stock bike. Yeah, little Malcolm. They gonna look like little Malcolm. Yep, you gonna look like Malcolm.
What Mike been at anyway? You heard from Mike lately?
Mike been out running. I think Mike been at that pro stock running the pro. You know, he got one last race. Now that's Pomona.
Mm-hmm.
Pomona, I think it's this month. I'm thinking Pomona this month.
It's next month,
I think. Huh?
Yeah, I think it's next month.
Pomona?
Yeah, I think.
Is it December?
No, it's November, yeah. It's this month.
Yeah, it's this month. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because December the 9th and 10th, December the 9th and 10th is Bradenton.
Right. And I don't think anything else is going on in December.
I said, no. Nope. It's December the 9th.
Sean, that boy had that track, man, right down there, no problem.
He did.
Oh,
what I
oh,
tell
Tyler,
you? What did I tell you, Chris? What did I tell you?
That boy had Draxler, man, going up like 12 feet up in the air, man.
What did I tell you Tyler was going to do? That boy bad, man.
Sure
he going to get
did.
That track right. You going to charge it? But it's going to be worth it because everybody's going to be running. They're going to be looking.
I told him I want him back down there for the Mardi Gras. He said, if he didn't have to go to that duck car race they have when they go overseas, that lights out all that. He said he may have to go overseas too, so in February. Well, if he don't have to go, then he definitely will come back.
Man, I'm telling you, Tyler, what did I tell you, Christian? I tell you, he's going to have it right.
Yeah.
I ain't got a second guess that when you said Tyler won't be there, oh, you gonna hook. I ain't even worrying about that. You gonna hook. I ain't even worrying about it. You gonna hook.
Man, he had that track looking like silk down there. That track ain't never looked like that before, really.
I'm telling you now. They gonna hook harder than they ever hooked. It's gonna be the best they ever had that track. Oh, we're the best they ever had.
Look, if I want to do a bikini contest, man, in February, because, you know, they got that bar and stuff in there. So I already got the okay, man, that I could use that bar for some girls on it.
Yeah.
Then it's got a pool table and stuff in it, too. So, you know, can shoot some pool. But, yeah, my man said I want to give me an early bikini contest going on in February.
Well, you know them girls won't come out for that now.
Oh, no, they kind of shot, man. They act like they don't want to get in no contest, nothing like that.
I'm going to have a couple of them, Chris, after I leave Braves. I'm going to turn a couple of them in the girls. I have a couple of them get up there.
You going to bring them back from Florida with you, or you going
to? Yeah, I'm going to bring them back, put them up, and put some a couple of wigs and pink pumps and stuff on them. I'm going to have a couple of them get up there at the Braves. They're going to belong to me. Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it ought to be a good way, though, in Braves, man. It always be a good.
Yeah, because the weather is what, 70 degrees out there, 80? What's the weather temp?
What? So what about?
Down there in Bradenton.
Yeah.
It temp is around 70, 80 degrees.
It's going to be like in the set. Man, yeah, it'd be like warm down there. Yeah. That time of year, it's warm down there. And they race all night long, too. All night long. That's where Kingpin whooped Lord have mercy down there.
Okay.
Down there, yep. Kingpin whooped Lord have mercy. Sure did. Tighten him up down there.
Oh,
good
okay.
Race. That was a good race.
You don't ride four-wheelers.
Yeah, I'm over here.
Huh?
You don't ride Banshees, do you?
What is that, Chris?
I ain't never seen you.
I don't run.
You race Banshees, though.
Nah,
somebody
I ain't never raced no Banshees.
Okay.
Somebody did what?
No, somebody was in or saying something in the background. I was just letting them know that their line was open.
Oh, no, I ain't never raced no Banshees on the track. I used to ride in the dirt. Sometimes, you know, I ain't never raced in the track.
I think Dip trying to get in there.
Is it?
Yeah. Dip.
Oh, okay.
Except that other Mississippi number.
Let me see. Tell him to press 1 on his phone and what I can.
I think he did. Hold up. He had called me on my other phone.
Yes,
indeed. Sean, this is what you're going to have. You got a hand clutch bike you can find and locate to ride.
Yeah.
A hand clutch. Man, nobody had no hand clutch no more, Chris.
Yeah, they got a damn throwaway. No, they got some, they claim stock motors and stock hand clutch.
Where they at?
I'm gonna turn you on to that little nest here in a little while. I'm gonna have to find out the day they going to the track, and I'm gonna let you know.
Yeah, they got stock hand clutches and stock motors, right?
Yep.
That's what they say.
That's what I was about to say. So they say.
Yeah, what kind of bike they got? 14s, Boosters, what?
Some of them got 14. Some of them have boosters and other ones. Pretty much 14 boosters in 1,000.
Wow. All of them got swing on. They nitrous motor or what?
Some of them claim they all motor. They don't have no nitrous.
Oh, okay.
But you need to bring a nitrous bike down. They don't bring no all motor, because I don't trust that all motor stuff.
Bring a hand clutch nitrous bike.
Yep.
And when do you think this might be?
I'm going to let you know when I find out when they're going to all get together, because I told them I want to catch them all in one place. And I got a surprise for them.
Uh-huh. You sure going to have that? You sure going to have a surprise for him? Yep, you're going to definitely have a surprise for him.
I had to hang up because both of y'all was in my ear. I just hear Saudi talking through your ear and in mine. Hey, Chris, where all these fellas at, man? They mighty quiet.
Well,
they just listening. A lot of them just listening.
Yeah, they listening, man. You may have to call them back out, Ryan. I don't know, man.
Yeah, get Seed in here. I know Seed got something to say for himself, man. My partner, man, Buddy Rowe. Hey, Buddy Rowe, look at him. He ain't going to take that laying down now.
You not going to Darlington next week?
I'm planning on, but, you know, if ain't nobody talking about going, you know I'm not going.
I know they all will be over there next week.
Yep. They all be in Darlington. You know, Darlington keep a crowd. They said Darlington track hooking good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said Darlington hook pretty good, too.
If C going down there, I might go.
Oh, he'll be there.
You think he will?
Yeah, C going.
Yeah.
C can't show his face nowhere. Soup got his head.
No, C's he going to Darlington. You know, he might go there because, you know, Buck wanted him to come to Darlington. But I don't know if he's going there for Buck, but I think he's going to Darlington.
I don't think Buck's going there.
We got some numbers here, man. Let me open up the lines. That's 5675, man. Your line is open.
That's dip, yeah.
Uh-uh. Oh.
Yeah.
It was already in there.
Wow.
Yeah, but driver, you cut me off. I'm on there by myself. I ain't on there with y'all.
I know you couldn't, because I was on the phone already. You called the other phone. Then I had called Charlotte from my other phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay,
that's
we got another
Tip is on his own line.
It's
2012.
When your line is open.
What up with it, Chris? What's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much. What's up with it? Just hearing what y'all talking about. Wishing I had one of them fast bikes.
Yeah, don't we all?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, Sean? What's up with it?
What's going on with you?
Hey, Chris.
Ain't nothing much, man. Chilling.
Yo.
Hey, Chris.
Right, just chilling.
Hey, Chris. If you kill anybody from Louisiana down there with one of them bikes, I won't have one of them from Louisiana.
You might get that wish, Ryan. You might get that wish.
You heard me, Chris. You heard me, Dad.
Yep.
Yeah, you might get that wish, baby.
He said you might get that raise. You might get that raise, Ryan.
See, you heard that shit, Mike. See, that sounds like Hillary. She didn't have no confidence in herself, Mike.
Come on, man.
See, what I said before you came out, right? Cut that shit out, man. I said you've been down for a minute, right? Don't worry about it. I'm still down. You might get your wish.
Shit, I don't like no Mike. I like to make a wish happen. Shit. There's only two kinds of people in this world, those that wish things happen and those that make it happen.
All right, Captain. So I guess you the type that make it happen, huh?
Hey, He has a list, man, that got about 10 bikes on it, I think he want to call out.
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him. He talked about my cousin bike. He talked about my cousin bike on that list. But that's okay. You might get it. It is down. It ain't around right now. It's down. It'll probably be out next year.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, would you try a turbo bike? Ryan. Oh, we'd have lost
Ryan,
him,
right? Gone, man. Yeah, he gone. I guess he finally made it happen.
Hey, man, you done ran the man off.
Come on,
hey,
man.
Shine and
Ryan be together on that three-way, huh?
Yeah, Shine may
be
gone, too.
Gone. Yeah, they all gone because Ryan be hooking them up. I guess they all gone.
His buddy out there, though.
Who that?
Ryan.
Ah, they all gone, Chris. Yeah, I hear damn dog barking. But that's
okay,
right?
We back in there.
Okay.
My goddamn dogs that back there in that backyard back there. Them motherfuckers barking at something back there. Them bitches. Shut up back there, goddammit.
Ryan, what kind of dog you got? Toy poodles?
Oh, hold on. Y'all go ahead. Let me try to get these dogs.
What kind of dog you got, man?
Some pit bull.
Oh, what?
Some pit bull.
Some pit. Man,
yeah,
you
got
Ryan
a couple of pits back there.
Ryan ain't got
no
goddamn.
Ryan
got one.
That ain't Ryan.
I'm on the road, man. Head to the airport.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I'm in a little jet.
Yeah, there's only two kinds of people in this world, those that wish things happen and those that make it happen.
That's it.
All right. And you know what they say, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
I ain't wishing for it. I want to make it happen.
Then you are wishing for it because you said you wasn't going down there. If a certain person wasn't going down there, take your bike down there, and if it else, you just get on their ass. That's all. See, that's wishing. That's what you got by the cup. I wish a motherfucker would. You understand? Don't wait on them because you wait on them, they might hit your ass with that first punch and knock you out, Ryan. Don't do that now.
Yeah, he might not have but one punch. I got two or three of them punches. See, he got a hope that he knocked me out.
I want a motherfucker to go all the way down through there. We ain't doing no circle fucking racing. We ain't doing no circle racing around no damn track.
I know. That's all he needs.
Man, just
bring that
bike down there. And you know he's scared
to go through the eight with me. He don't want to go nowhere in the eight with me.
Right.
I'm up now. God damn it, Dan, I'm down. I'm up now. I don't want to hear nothing about being down.
What you been saying, Chris?
Can somebody get that dude that was on Facebook the other week talking about all the grudge races? He was calling each of them names out, man. He was in his closet showing parts and stuff. He done a video one time, told Rob if he shifts more than twice, the race is over with or something. Told Rob if he shifts twice, the race over with or something. If he don't shift, the race is over with.
Nah, we didn't see that.
He made another one too, man. Yeah, the one he said he got the alcohol nitrous, wasn't it?
Injection.
My boy was pulling shit off the shelf. Christ. My boy was pulling all kinds of shit off the shelf, man.
But he had alcohol
nitrous.
He caught out a lot of
and he got
too,
his
man.
Stuff
so,
from alcohol nitrous.
Injected. Now you got to leave it injected in. Yes,
injected
sir.
Alcohol nitrous.
Yep.
And he got it. And he got himself some. Alcohol nitrous. Boy, he got himself some. He better hope he don't get out to the other end. Goddamn, his ass be on fire.
Well, he said he was going to build a llama. Did he say a slick or a flat slick? I mean, street tire bike.
Thank
did
you,
he
street
ever
tire.
Oh, okay.
Is he going to be on a street tire bike, alcohol, or nitrous?
That's what he said. He said any street tire. I think he said, because he made another little video, too. He made another one. He was talking about if you don't do your own work or whatever. He was talking about speed and everybody else. He made another little video, too.
I think that's just a curb kick it out.
No.
He like
he a racer. He a racer, Sean. He raced.
Do it.
Yeah, he raced. He really raced.
You remember how a guy had that rocket bike with that shit there?
Yeah, he ain't had no alcohol, no shit like that. That man had air pressure. He ain't had no alcohol, nothing.
No, but you know that shit was like that when he pulled in there and feels up.
He ain't pulled nothing in there. He just put the air tank on there and built all that air pressure up.
No, Shawty. You know that shit mixed.
Man,
remember that shit he had in
the drum? Ain't no nothing in no drum, man. You talking about that fast-ass street type bike we were messing with?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's air pressure. 2,000 PSIs. Air. You see them two silver tanks on the side of it? Wasn't no fuel. No kind of fuel. Because he had to put just enough air in there just to make that little regulator thing. He has to go to like an eighth of a mile. He didn't have no fuel because he ain't got no damn motor.
He said he had to, no. It wasn't no motor, but that shit mixed up and do some shit. You remember
that? That's air pressure, man. Don't you hear him purging it when he hit it? Before he did line, he purged the air pressure. That's air. Man, that's 2,000 pounds of air. You know how much pressure that is? Shoot that bike down through it. He goes, because it ain't got no exhaust. It ain't got nothing. So he can't burn nothing. It can't be no but pressure. That motherfucker got air pressure. Because he leave that compressor thing on that thing a long time before he build up that pressure.
Hey,
yeah,
Brian,
he ain't got nothing. He ain't missing nothing.
Somebody just sent me a thing to ask you what's your speakerphone on, man.
Speakerphone?
Yeah, ask Ryan what's his speakerphone on.
That ain't nobody but Mike crazy ass. I guarantee that's Mike. I guarantee it ain't no rival Mike. There ain't no rival Mike right there. I guarantee it. Guarantee you, there you go. Yep, I know that.
Why did you have him laughing though, man, when he was doing that last year, man, and I was talking?
Hell yeah. They say his ass got in trouble. Hell yeah, his ass got in trouble, that shit.
Sean, you still racing cars?
Huh?
You still racing cars too? Or?
Yeah, I still mess with them a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Those car races are pretty fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they be racing. You know, they do more grudge than the motorcycle. Yeah, they do more grudge than the motorcycle.
Everybody with the motorcycle scared the grudge race.
They want to talk about
you been down. What they got to do with it? If you're on a bike, you're going to go down.
Yeah, well, you know how they go. They figure you've been off the scene, you know, you just get back on the scene. Everybody else might be off the scene now.
Oh,
they
got to
get back on the scene. Yeah, they might have to get back on the scene.
Well, they might as well do like everybody else. Be quiet until they can get on the scene, like I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean, I got a question for you all, man. I want your honest opinion. You
okay.
And well, I'm gonna get Ryan. You and Kingpin on the line, man. Down at about 8 mile mark. Who in the lead? Who in the front?
Kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna be in the front. Cause I'm gonna lead first.
Yeah, damn right.
You know I'm gonna be in the front. Cause I'm gonna lead first. Come on, Chris.
Okay.
You know what kind of question is that? Oh,
we
just got an 8 mile bike, Chris. We just got an 8 mile bike, so I know we might can't beat him in the quarter, but we're gonna beat him through that 8.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't got no quarter mile bike, but we gonna run through that 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I know Buck Bike got a lot of power, man. You know, it don't really just 8 miles just that good. So I'm gonna get him there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to fight with him on that backside. Oh, he rough back there. But at least Buck will run through the 8th and the, you know, if we can get in the bench through the 8th, he'll bet through the 8th and the quarter.
Okay.
So we work kind of work, we'll break even. We're going to get him through the 8th.
Y'all going to go through the back door with Seed or just going to want to do the 8 mile with
him? Seed ain't going to do nothing but the back door, man. He ain't going to run no 8 mile.
Okay.
But see, Seed don't run like Buck. He don't run like Buck out there. Yeah, he don't run like Buck.
Okay.
So I believe we're going to pluck him.
Everybody else plucking him. We might as well pluck him.
Well, ain't nobody plucked him but Soup. Because he plucked cocaine. He plucked cocaine.
That's who I want.
Oh, cocaine?
Yep.
Man, we don't know. Ain't nobody here from cocaine, man.
They might be just snorted it all up.
Out of here. We ain't here, man. He probably ain't got his fight together.
Look, yeah, Chrissy with those sneaky legs back there.
He probably ain't got it back together.
Yeah.
He might not have it back together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he may not have it back together. Yep, I thought about that. He ain't back to the track.
8 mile bikes, that's really what I don't know. Ryan, you caught a lot of quarter mile bikes, man. So
yeah, we're gonna take our chance with them. Yeah. Anyway, both the only one running hard out there like that. Ain't nobody else running hard out there like that. Yep, ain't nobody else out there running hard like that.
You know what, Sean? The way that little 1,000 got away from Buck, I don't believe Buck going nowhere.
What 1,000?
You know that little 1,000 up there in Memphis?
Because he's fun all over here. Well, man, Buck would have ran on top of that boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made him come out of the trailer, and his bike's fun all the time. Plus, they had little Charlie riding the bike. So, you know, little Charlie don't ride that bike.
That's the only thing happened.
That boy's fun all the way. Well. Huh?
Well, that mic's the phone. Mic's the phone.
What up?
I told you, man. I knew who that was.
What up?
I knew exactly who that was.
Shouty, you going out and play with 300 next year?
I'm going out and play with 300.
600, man. The 600 kids, man.
Oh, you know
it.
Come on, Mike. You know, come on, man. You know that. You know what we're going to do, man. You already know what's going to happen.
But
you know what's going to happen, man. You know what's going to happen.
Us old washed up fuckers come out there and wax their young ass.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. They're going to start crying. They're talking about this ain't right, that ain't right.
I might have to give me a couple
do
of rocks.
If they come out there.
Oh, they talking like they're coming out.
Well, you know, I know Teasley coming out there. Little Richard may come out there. You know, Joey Glass don't probably come out there.
Mark,
you know, you got
Mark
them guys that Ryan Smith, Lil Murph, yeah,
Mark.
He'll come out there.
Yeah, they had about 50 people come in on that Facebook page. They was talking cash noise about.
I sure wish get them to get out there. That'll make it real good.
Yeah. Big Steak say building him one. Steak say he won't come back
what?
Out and play with the 600 years. Yeah. They say he's going to do him one.
Oh, man, old state.
Yep. I talked to him once he read the topic on it. He called me, asked which one to get. I said, shit, ain't nothing but one to get. Goddamn Kawasaki.
Yo, yeah. Because I don't know what Suzuki done did.
He get better.
And ain't nobody gonna buy baby. No damn Honda.
Nope.
Yep,
hey,
ain't nobody
man,
gonna buy no damn
you
Honda.
Look, shout out. Hey, you remember when we was in Ohio a long time ago? What that was like? 98, I want to say it was, right?
Yeah, 97, 98, yeah.
You remember that little Honda I had? Remember that little yellow Honda I had?
Yeah, yellow Honda. But I rode it, didn't I?
Yeah. Who asked you whoop that weekend? Yeah, who asked you whoop that weekend?
I whooped that weekend? I whooped somebody. I whooped somebody on it. I remember riding a yellow 600. Yeah, I ran somebody.
And they got on the bike that I had that I just went 10-15 with.
I think that was Billy Vaux, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Billy Vaux.
And we was in Columbus.
Hey, let me hit y'all back.
All right. Yeah, I think that was Bill. I think that would be a driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they made Billy Vaux get on the 600. A fast one. And I took that 100 and beat him down. Beat my boy Pierre down. Beat my boy Pierre down pretty bad. We didn't put it bad that day.
Yeah.
That beer was bad. That beer was rough, though, boy. He used to come. Bill used to come to the races years ago. He had a VX11. Bill was paying asses up out there now. Oh, dear. Bill had a VX11. He used to be some good racing, boy.
Somebody tell me they won't think. You know how to get in contact with Blake Parker?
With who?
Blake Parker from Arkansas, I think.
Not that though.
The one that's having a thing up there in Memphis this weekend.
Somebody having something in Memphis this weekend?
Yeah, they got a bike race up there.
I thought it was in Holly Springs.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's Holly Springs. Blake be up in
Holly
Springs.
Yeah, you talking about that Brandon. Brandon, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he giving a race in Holly Springs Saturday.
Okay.
Justin Lane's supposed to be over there.
Okay.
Yeah, he ain't got nobody to race. I don't know what he coming over there for. He's supposed to be coming down to the South.
Who was that?
Justin Lane.
Oh, you going to run him on something, or you...
Nah, he's supposed to come down to Valhalla, I guess. You know, he was at the last cup race in Memphis. Yeah, he was in Memphis. He was racing, they wasn't no cup race. I think they was like a grudge race. We were racing Steve Brunner.
Okay. So, Sean,
yeah,
if you all run race, Steve,
think...
man, buddy, hold on here. We got 2012 again, man. Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm back, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. What you saying now, Chris?
So if you all run Seed and them, so you saying about 8 miles, you going to be in front of him too?
Who, Seed? Yeah, because you don't want to beat that channel off the line, man. Come on, Chris. You don't want to beat that damn channel off the line, man. Yeah, I told him last year. You know, I told him last year when I told him to get to Memphis, I was going to run with Metal Melissa, remember? I told C to get the members. I was gonna run with Metal Militia. He was trying to get me to go to Shreveport.
Oh, okay.
Told him come to Memphis. I was gonna beat that channel out the gate and drag him down through there. I'm gonna beat him off the line. Now, if you beat him off the line, they come get you, and nothing you can do about that.
What you ought to do with Soup on? You got him quiet, man.
Yeah, we're going to raise Soup. I was saying we're going to raise Soup on, too. Well, it looks like we got to raise Soup on to get Seed damn head back so we can raise him.
Hey, Chris.
Huh?
Chris, ain't nobody saved,
yo,
buddy.
Man, we're going to raise Soup on the crash hand, man. In order for us to raise Seed, we're going to raise Soup on to get Seed damn head back so we can raise him. Boy, that's crazy.
Well, you have Soup Head and
Seed
Head in, huh?
Yeah, Soup Head to get Seed Head. That's the way it goes. I said, I've been dancing. He done slid over there on a Friday night like he been to handle business and got his tongue for taking out. Man got his tonsil taken out. Man, he should go there to shake Seed's hand. He couldn't find Seed. Seed was on the ground, got Seed him fell out. They got to call that family to come up there so they get their smell and start to wake him up. Oh, boy. And Seed didn't make no excuses. Seed just said the man beat him, though. He didn't make no excuses. He just said the man beat him.
Now, did he say?
He ain't got no excuse. The man beat him.
Fair and
square.
So is he gonna run him over in Darlington?
Oh no!
Look at him. We need to see you here to ask him questions right there, Chris.
Now call and get him over here.
Somebody out there to get him over here.
I just know he's gonna be in Darlington, so I don't think he's gonna do too much talking, man.
He ain't going.
Chris says Seed ain't going to do too much talking. Seed is ready, man. Seed, he ready for round two. Yeah, he got knocked out in the first round, but that's okay. He done regained conscience. He ready to go again.
Seed, mess around, bring his ass down. I'm going to feed his ass to sleep.
Seed, he ain't worried about you, man. He ain't worried about you. He got to get his dog back from Soup. You on the back burner now. He got to get his dough back from Soup, man. He ain't think about nobody but Soup Bone. He got to whoop Soup Bone twice. Because if he whoop him one time, it's just going to be one and one.
Mm-hmm.
He got to whoop him twice.
Soup said his chest stuck out too far now.
So what you saying, he going to beat Seed down again?
He going to beat Seed again. I'm betting with Soup. Then when Soup get through whooping his ass, I'm going to whoop his ass. Then I'm going to whoop Soup ass.
Ryan, you can give me that money to put in a shootout or something, man.
Huh?
You can give me that money to put it on top.
The money I'm going to beat them out, I might just do it.
Yeah. They might just do it.
The little money I'm gonna whoop them out of, I might as well
give it
to you, let you put them in a shootout.
Yeah, where you gonna have that, Chris? No problem,
I say, Cap. It's gonna be a no problem this year, man. Like I said, I'm trying to stay on the phone with Tyler, man, and hope that he don't have to go overseas or go to that duck race down there, man. I'm get him
yes,
back
sir.
Down there.
You get him no problem. He can prep it like that. Them boys have a good time, boy.
That's the plan,
yeah,
man. I told
time.
Him Saturday, man. I said, dude, I got to have you back down here. Little old young dude, too, man.
Right.
He ain't look like he's about, what, 30?
Yeah, he's young. Yeah, Tyler Young. I always going to have a cap and some shades on top of the cap.
Yep.
I know.
So what
Yep, that's Tyler. I'll see him, dude.
Sure.
That's him.
Damn.
That is him.
Yes. So you saying the 600 gonna be the popular class, then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He gonna make a ride out these boys. They can quit perpetrating.
I thought a stock height 1,000 be worse than 600.
If they want stock height 1,000, see, stock height 1,000 would be even better. But it's going to be hard to get them boys to ride that stuff, Chris.
Oh,
it's
going
to be hard to get them to come out there and get on the 1,000 because they're going to be really, I'm talking about, they'll never get that off the starting line.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be all day trying to get a race going.
You don't think they'll mess with the 1,000, huh?
Not stock height, stock everything. No, sir. I don't think they'll do that. Another thing, Chris, that 1,000 is going to cost too much.
Oh, okay.
You know, to leave it like that. 1,000 will be about 10 or 11.
Right.
So that'd be a little too much. 600 about 8. That one, 8 ain't
okay.
That bad.
I don't believe they're going to get it. Well, once they find out you're going to jump up in it, man, I don't think them boys going to mess with it. You're going to have that one person go down through there and say, man, shine in it. And that's going to be all she wrote.
Well, don't let them know. Don't let them know. Don't tell them nothing about it. I'm getting in it. Get everybody good and game first. Then I come along at the end.
I already messed that up now, man. I don't hear somebody going to call me and tell him, man. Shine said he already. Don't get in it, man. Shine said he going to be in it.
Yeah, they sure going to get in it. Ends up, ain't it? You're right. They're going to give him the heads up.
Damn, Shawty. You got them scared like that?
No.
I want the promo.
They don't want me on nothing that's fair. I ride a promo. It don't make me no difference, Chris. I ride a promo.
Yeah, but I don't want nobody to hurt themselves, though, man. I definitely would love for my buddy to bring a promo out there.
They've been the shift falls and everything. They've been a bit that man shift falls and every damn thing.
That man be ready to fight.
They had that man from off. They had that man from off messed up, man. How you better not do that? Where you at now, driver?
Mm-hmm. I called that state line. I was thinking that phone might cut off. We might have to call back, but I don't get that state line now.
It may not cut off.
Sometimes it do. I know when I be hauling, when I be in my 18-wheeler come across, there in a certain spot right up in here, that motherfucker
will
stop. Yeah, sometimes it'll stop. But this phone here, it might not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ryan out that 18-wheeler tonight.
No, I ain't in my 18-wheeler tonight. I'm heading to get in this little jet. And he ain't on call to about us.
Oh, you going to be over there for the weekend,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Sam, what you got to ride, man? Are you just going down there to count?
Ultra 460. I'm running the class. Ultra 460.
Okay. Oh, Doug going to have his thing down there?
Yeah, it might be there.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to ride.
Okay.
I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down there and win. Yeah, it sure is, ain't it?
Everybody,
I'm going to go down there and win it.
Everybody do the 460, but I do the 450 over there in Texas. It's crazy. They don't really care for the 460.
They don't?
No, but the 450, they run it all day long. But you got a lot of 460.
Yeah.
Actually going to the Man Cup this weekend, though.
Yeah.
To run
that 460 class, man.
Yeah, they don't have no choice but to run 460.
Send their ass on over there. I'm gonna tell you when they get back over there. I'm gonna give them something to tell you.
Who is that, Chris? You done scared everybody off the phone, huh? Don't nobody scared to say
nothing? Yeah, I guess they just gonna surprise them. They're gonna sneak up. They're gonna sneak up on them. They're trying to get it together. They're gonna sneak up on them. They're gonna knock us off. They're gonna try to knock us off anyway.
Oh, it's Texas or something, man. Y'all gonna have to go somewhere else besides over there. get a race.
We about to come. You think we get a race in Texas?
I may can set you up on one or two races. But I heard they the banned Soup from coming over there.
They banned Soup?
Yeah.
He whooped Katrina and they banned him?
No, there's a lot more going on between them, so I think it'd be best Soup not even go over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they into it like that.
Yeah.
That stuff, that don't make no sense. You're supposed to let the fights do the fight. They're acting a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what happens when
you
get in your feelings?
Yeah. Because the only thing it's going to take is for the race to go down and one of the crew members say something to the other crew, and that's going to be all she wrote.
Yep. They already got animosity to start with.
So, well, for that
already
race,
got animosity to start with.
Sean, they got an old
yeah.
man over there, man, about 62 years old, about 14.
Yeah.
Man, that dude be talking on so much noise, he would actually put the camera on you. And drill y'all the line, man, and go and put that mess on YouTube and Facebook. Be all that talking noise, man, to the young boys.
62 years old.
Yeah, 62 years old, man. And because they'll try to grudge race.
I'll go over there and beat the shit out of him. I ain't gonna spoil his little career. I ain't gonna spoil it a little good time. Let him have it a little good time for him, y'all.
He ain't gonna put that
yeah,
on
cause
YouTube.
He be
hell no.
Man,
yeah,
he
let him go
on
have it a fun.
Yeah, he be having fun, man.
Yeah, let him have it fun. Yep, let him shine. Yep, let him shine.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, let him have his little fun. Let him shine.
Well, man, you ought to made everybody quiet tonight, so I guess we're going to, by 8:30, we're going to shut it down tonight, man. I think random scared everybody off.
You sure ain't lying.
I got no comments. But I guess it's race weekend, too, so. Sean,
you know how to get quiet
in
race weekend.
Who has that bike? That they got the front spokes like an old antique bike on the front of a ZX10. I think they call it like SWAT.
They call it what?
SWAT.
SWAT?
Yeah, SWAT. It's black and white. It was a 1000, I think.
Huh?
It was up in Memphis a couple weeks ago. I think that dude Brandon has it.
I don't know who shit that is, though, Chris.
I'll tell you
man,
somebody else
like
I want, Chris.
Who?
I want that boy down there in Florida.
Who
are you talking about?
With that old bike down there, old Becky. I need Becky.
Oh,
I need,
about squeak.
Yeah, I need some Becky.
Let me see. He might be there the weekend. He might. You never can tell about him.
Yeah, I need some Becky. Give me
that's
that.
That's the home track down in Bradenton, so they probably be down there in Bradenton.
Yeah, he gonna be in Bradenton talking mad noise.
So that's when you may have to catch him, Ryan.
Yeah, he ain't gonna fit nothing. I call him the antique crew.
He might bet some. He'll bet some now. You see, he paid all them folks in rental when he ran against Eddie
oh.
King.
Mm-hmm.
And got knocked off. He sure was fading everybody. He thought he was going to win
look,
that.
Look, I thought about that other old dude that was talking noise to me.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yeah, other old dude. Somebody that was squeak.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the Magic Don Juan be with him?
No, it wasn't Don Juan.
It was another one with him. I don't remember seeing him that much with him. This first time, I think I kind of saw him.
But I can see him telling him, Sean, I know what you're going to have to ride, man, before you give up racing, man. You want to jump in a dragster. You been in one before?
In a what?
In a dragster, top alcohol or top dragster.
No, I don't want to get none of that shit.
They got it.
Good now.
Woo,
Chris. What about? Nah, top alcohol drag. I don't want to drive none of that shit.
Oh, shit.
Mm-mm. I see too much of that shit there.
I think I'm getting down in this bottom here, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's trying to hang on.
Yeah, I'm about 20 some miles, too, though.
I ain't trying to pick on him. Why not? Hmm?
You talking about a top alcohol drag to one of them up around 520 through the quarter?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a few of them down there in Louisiana, them guys there with the blowers on
them. Yeah.
They got
them
up
around
520.
Them up around 080. Yeah, I'm not saying I can't, but I just don't choose to drive no shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I'm not saying I can't. I'm not saying I can't.
Right.
I know I can. But I just don't choose, because I don't choose to ride no top field bike. I rode a funny bike, nitrous bike, but not a funny bike, turbo bike.
Oh, okay. That turbo be turning up some mile
yeah.
power on it.
Yeah, yeah. It should be running now.
I don't see how those guys run no turbo bikes in those in that little class that you're doing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
200 and some mile an hour. They got them bikes on kid, man. Them bikes are stand up in there at any time.
And if you ain't reaction to the catch it as a stand up and you stay in the gas, you're going to mess up, ain't you?
Yeah, you're going to mess up. You ain't going to come down, you're going to bust the oil pan. You're going
to
focus on
you about to go for a ride.
But you're going to be up too high. Oh, yeah. Bust that oil pan, the oil get up on that tire, you're going to go for a ride. You going for one. So right about it.
Do they make a diaper for a bike, too, or they just only make them for them pro models?
Yeah.
Well, they should make them for too.
Yeah. Yeah, they make that diaper for them. They make it for them.
I guess it
yes, they do.
Be waste, wouldn't be no waste of money for a guy getting ready to say, man, but I ain't never really seen nobody with a grass bike put a diaper on no bike.
Uh-huh. But they figuring they so long and shit that they ain't gonna walk it out.
Oh.
But you know they fuck around get them riders on them that don't know nothing. Lock that throttle too quick that night, they probably gonna jump straight up in there. If you hook.
Mm-hmm.
Then they gonna look like the man. Then their ass gonna be up there looking like the man off a horse. You know how that man on that horse heel? On his neck back there. That's what they gonna look like hanging up in there with that bike. Yep, when them bikes get up too far. That's what they're going to look like.
Man, you see WT ran a dude down at the weekend and told a man he'd do it. You know WT Keys, don't you?
WT? Talking about with the pickup
with
truck?
The blue He ran somebody from Alabama. And went out there and told the dude he'd do it again to him if he lined up beside him. I'm like, man. Well, I'm going to tell you he beat the dude down there and no problem Sunday. Beat him twice. Dude, first time came
back.
He beat him
twice, huh?
Yeah, he told everybody. Right, yep. Told him the first time the dude said, man, nitrous wasn't blowing, so WT told him to come back around there again. And got on beating worse the second time. Yep.
Damn.
Well, guys, I guess everybody pretty much gone tonight, man. So we're going to go on and I guess end it around 8:30.
That'll work, Chris. We are honest next week.
All right, man, you all have
all right,
a nice
all right, y'all.
Okay, man.
Okay, we'll chop it up next week. All right, John, I'll call you back in a while.
Okay.
All right.
Dip still on there.